He is known as the youngster. But how can a youngster spend 40 years playing music? Perhaps if one is young at heart, like Dick Youngs of KIOA Radio. Youngs is marking 40 years on the air at KIOA, and that is a lot of rock and roll. News Channel 8's Steve Carlin recently had a memorable chat with Dick Youngs, and we thought you would enjoy it too.
Does it feel like 40 years?
Some days. Yeah, some days it feels like 50 years. No, it does some days. Sure. Absolutely.
Okay, and, you know, going back to 1966, I was looking at Billboard Top 40 from that year. I mean, there's pretty interesting stuff, because I was a whole 6 years old in 1966. Like, I'm a Believer by the Monkees, and the Ballad of the Green Berets, and Winchester Cathedral.
You know what? We're playing those today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Why do you think you have lasted this long, and this type of music has lasted this long?
You know, I really don't know. I think part of it is I've towed the line, you know, and haven't, you know, been any problems or anything, like Iowa State football players. But I, on the other hand, you know, no, I've towed the line, and the ratings have been good, and the people have been good to me, too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is it still fun after all?
Oh, yeah, it really is fun. I tell you what, I'm working with a bunch of young people now. Of course, anybody in Des Moines younger than I am. But I'm working with a bunch of young interns and people that help me out on the air and everything that that make it, it really makes it fun. It really does.
What got you into it?
Into radio? I opened the wrong door. No, it's a long story. But basically, it was a dream of mine since I was about 12 years old. I happened to see a sports announcer doing a play-by-play game in Grand Island, Nebraska, and I was up in the booth with him, and I thought, ooh, that's what I want to be. I wanted to be a sports announcer, but it didn't turn out that way, so I became a disc jockey, and that's pretty much it. And then I had a buddy, Dick Vance, that was a program director at KSO that took me under his wing when I was about 16, kind of liked me and neutered me, and so there we are, or here we are.
He neutered you?
Yeah, or spayed. I, you know.
I didn't let that one go.
I had to say that. I couldn't find another word. I thought, what the hell? Neutered's good. Those Eastsiders don't understand that. Don't do that, Jess. Neutered. That was cute, wasn't it? I thought that was pretty good, Joe. Took it.
Well, neutered.
And spade.
Yeah. Now, this business, you're surrounded by all this technology now. And like you said, you taped, and you're on right now, and you're sitting here talking to me. I mean,
well, I taped because you were coming down to see me.
Well, that's great.
Oh, the modern technology is unbelievable. I mean, I don't know how to run all of it and probably never will, but then that's why I have people around me that can help me with it, you know. Mm-hmm. As you know, you've been in the business long enough to know that, boy, if you don't keep up with it, it goes by real quick, and you don't pick it. You don't pick
that's
up.
That's for sure. But was it fun queuing up records and doing all
that? Oh, yeah. Things? Yeah, I miss that part of the business. I really do. I love to queue up those little records with the big holes in them. I love that.
Uh-huh. And, you know, the type of music that you're playing hasn't changed, but, you know.
Not much. Mm-mm. Well, we went through the era of disco and, you know, some of the other stuff, but basically I've played oldies all my career.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what do you think of what they're playing next door, say, on Star and all that stuff?
What's your next question?
What do you think of the music they're playing? Oh, you're getting me.
Yeah. Well,
what do you think of the music today?
Hey, everybody to their own taste, you know? Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, what's good for me might not be good for you, but what's good for me is good for me.
So how long do you think you're going to be doing this?
I'm hoping for another 35 years. No. No, I'm hoping for another couple years until maybe I'm 65, and then I think it's time to fold it up, you know?
What keeps you going?
The people I work with.
Yeah.
People I work with. They really do. They don't understand that. If I said that to them, they go, oh, but it, you know, it's true. People I work with, they're young. and they're hot and, you know, ready for the business and so excited about the business that they keep me excited about it.
Okay. Well, I think I got what I need. Is there anything else you
want to
say?
I miss you, Trumpeter. About who?
About the special on
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are people going to hear in that? Have you heard this already?
No, I have no idea what they're doing. They're keeping it from me. I'll tell you, I know something's happening because the studio's clean. So I know something big is happening. It's going to be fun. I hope the people will tune in. Can I put a little plug in for
sure.
me? Okay. 2 to 6, Monday afternoon, on Oldies 93.3 KIOA, is going to be all kinds of things happening. I hope all of them are good.
What's it, after listening to that, what's it like having a voice that everybody in this town recognizes?
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you, this happened, and Tony Lorino, who's my producer, told me about Joe's Crab Shack, you know. So we go out there last night, my wife and I, and here comes the waiter, and he's waiting on me. He says, are you on radio? And I said, yeah. Now, this guy's 23, I find out later. His name's Anthony Steele. And he said, are you on radio? And I said, yeah, matter of fact, I am. He said, are you the old youngster? And I said, yeah, how would you know that? He says, I listen to Oldies 93.3 KIOA all the time. So I said, would you get me a bib? Because I spill stuff on me all the time, you know. So he brings back this plastic bib, and on it he's got, even the old youngster eats crab at Joe's Crab Shack. I thought it was kind of funny, but just him knowing, 23 years old, guy goes to DMAC, and he recognized my voice. And honest to God, I didn't tell him who I was. That's wonderful. It's nice. If I said it wasn't, I'd be lying, you know? I mean, you know, you go out in public and all the time, people say, ooh, there's Steve Carlin. You know it's cool, isn't it?
It's cool. Well, yeah. That means I'm still going to have a job.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you're watching still have a job. I don't know. I talked to your boss the other day, man.
I hope you put in a good word.
I did. I always put in a good word for you.
All right.
Thank you, Dolph, very much.
Steve Carlin speaking with KIOA disc jockey Dick Youngs, marking 40 years on the air. This has been a KCCI.com podcast. I'm Kevin Cooney.